I mean, I literally started recording when old Usher, Club Memorial Stadium, lit. This is from the field. So I'll start with that. Like, gosh, it's so weird for me. So, you know, I'm, you know, like Illinois football guy through and through or whatever. But, you know, my son's best friend plays for Western and one of his other really good friends. So I came down to see them, like, in uniform, and they're all dejected because they lost, you know. Like, I don't know, it's this weird kind of like, oh, man, I feel bad for you guys. Like, I wish we wouldn't have beaten you. Wait, what am I saying? If we would have lost, it would have been, like, the end of life for me. Anyway, it's just weird to watch a game where you have a player interest on the opposition. Two players, you know, who've had dinner at your house and, you know, picked up from practice before. And, you know, you're up 34-14 and you're kind of like, oh, man, could he get an interception maybe? Yeah, you know, Matt Robinson's in now. Maybe he can throw a pick. That'd be cool. My guy, you know, picked off an Illinois pass. It's a weird feeling. Anyway, this game, things we learn. Nothing! Except for we start like crap in every game. Things we have to be concerned about. Everything! Every single thing! Every single phase of the game. Except for punting and kicking. So, Blake Hayes and Chase McLaughlin, you're the best. Everybody else, I hope these suspensions, whatever they were worth it. I mean, what do you say when you give up a drive like that to open the game and you're losing in the first quarter and you look bad and the offense isn't sparked until MJ Rivers to Edwin Carter for two touchdowns, and then Carter broke in half and maybe out for the year if it's like, what? Like, my brain is just fried, you know. Like, we're 2-0. Great. Okay? We're 2-0. We needed to be 2-0. We are 2-0. We said the season starts in South Florida. It starts next week. We say we'll throw these out. We'll throw them out. 34-14 was the final. Three turnovers in the second half. That's good. That's all. Okay, fine. We did what we needed to do. But I just don't get this feeling like, I mean, when I'm watching that last series there, I see Ron Harge is in the game, and I see on offense we're playing Robinson and Jakari Norwood. And, you know, I used to watch football for, you know, like, watch for red shirts and keep tally of them, you know. This staff doesn't even acknowledge that. Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, it's just everybody plays. There's no like plan. You know, like, I looked up the stats early in the fourth quarter, and it's like Epstein, 7 carries for 103, and yet we're running Bonner and Corbin. And I know we might be like saving his carries, and maybe it is a plan, but it's like, you know, we're suspending players when we need to win games. And we're probably what, at 15 freshmen who have played so far? You know, in the second half, we have two walk-ons, one at corner, one at safety. Like, what is happening? Like, what's gonna, I mean, maybe we just, like, didn't need them. Maybe that's it. We just, okay, we didn't need these guys. And so we thought we'd win without him. We did win without him, so it was fine. The lesson is learned on the suspensions. We take it easy with anybody who has an injury. Epstein is coming off the stress fracture, fine. Maybe he has a 10-carry limit in both games because we need him healthy. Maybe that's the whole plan. But, you know, it's just like when you watch.
At this time, Memorial Stadium, stadium is now closed. We ask that you make your way to the nearest exit. Attention all patrons. At this time, Memorial Stadium is now closed. Please make your way to the nearest exit. Thank you.
When you watch us just play everybody, you know, like even seeing Robinson in there, like, there's no thought to, you know, I guess maybe with the new redshirt rule, they won't go past five games, but it doesn't really feel like it. It feels like it's just reactionary to what's happening, and so had a good week of practice, so he's starting. And they'll do that, you know. You know what? Maybe it's just NFL. Maybe that's all this is Lovey's used to a roster of 53. And you don't really think about the future as much as you just think about what's the best scenario for this moment. So you don't have any of these moments that are like, you know, is it best to play him now? Is it better to have him in 2022 than to play him as a true freshman? I just don't get that sense. Like, it all seems, I don't know. It bothers me that I'm not sensing, like, if you're suspending these guys for more than one game, then there's no, like, I don't know. Is there a plan? Like, are we trying to win yet? Probably not. Like, I'm guessing these guys will be suspended for South Florida. And if they're suspended for South Florida, there's no way we beat South Florida. So you're intentionally trying to teach lessons to players. You know, it was obvious, right? We need these suspended players back. Like, we need Carmoni Green. We need Bennett Williams. We need Lou Dorsey. We need Nate Hobbs. Like, these guys have to get back soon. But right now, it feels like, we're just like, okay, well, here's the next game, and these guys are suspended, and so we're going to play these guys, and it's going to be rough, and that's okay. Well, it's, we're losing to Western Illinois. Okay, that's something that happens, and, you know, like, the offensive line is continuing to get ineligible man downfield penalties, and you don't get any sense that it's like, oh, well, that, I'm sure they'll get that cleaned up. Like, I don't know. My sense after this game is like, what's the plan? You know me, like, I want to play a guy 10 games before he's going to be, like, ready to be dominant on the field. So, you know, work him in slowly. You know, how many times when I write the 90 Illini do I talk about, okay, redshirt him, get him in the weight program. There's no such thinking. It's just everybody plays. You know, whatever we need on the field, everybody plays. And so I just, I don't know, maybe I'll feel different for tomorrow. And maybe I'll be happy with a 34-14 win. And maybe I'll, you know, maybe I'll be happy with Rivers and I'll watch the game again. And it's like, hey, what a catch by Jordan Holmes. And, you know, like, I'll probably get there. But right now I'm just bothered. Like, the whole game, I'm just like, I'm okay the first 2 years. Okay, you got to blow it up. Good, fine. 15, 16 players leave. That's fine. After that, what's the plan? I need to see the plan. Go on.